This podcast replay is brought to you by RedRecover.com. From NFL stars like Hayden Hurst to daily warriors like yourself, their wraps and pads are designed to deliver maximum benefits with each treatment anywhere you go.
Let me add something to the Austin Jackson move now to right tackle that I don't want you to overlook on this. Athleticism is actually very important in this line, in this scheme. And Austin Jackson may be one of your most athletic linemen on the team. He's more athletic than Brandon Shell. So I think they feel they have more versatility with him, like he mentioned, because he's going to be quicker to get to the second level. He's going to be trusted to get to the second level. He might be more trusted to go out and pull instead. And that's the thing, that you might see different things from the line, different guys pull from the right tackle, from the left tackle. Usually they don't really do it with Armstead, but he used to do it with the other big guy. And what's the name of that big ass dude in San Francisco that he's a monster that came over from Washington? Damn it, now I'm brain farting, but they do it with him. Okay. And he gets out on the open field and, oh my God, he's trucking people over. It's like a Peterbilt truck coming your way, you know? And so these are things that I think change the dynamics of it with Austin at that position. Brandon's done a really good job overall, but he doesn't bring the athleticism that Austin Jackson does, which then gives the coach more versatility on what he wants to call. Trent Williams, thank you. Thank you, Moosey. Thank you, Finns in the House. I appreciate you. So I think that that's what they're thinking, that what they love about Austin Jackson is his athleticism besides his ability. And not every lineman brings that. But in this scheme, they want you to, they need you to have athleticism in most spots. And that's why I think he's there. Okay? And that's why I think he, and folks, it's almost unfair for a man to lose his job because of injury. And Brandon Shell had done a really good job. Now, if he's playing at a Pro Bowl level and all of a sudden you found your right tackle of the future, even though he's 30 or something, then I can understand that we can't bring Austin Jackson back. This guy is grading out like the best lineman on the team and all that. That wasn't the case. He was playing well, but not to that level. So I think that that's why you're doing this, you know? Terrible decision to leave Shell out the line. We're playing so well. Why change it? Vanguards of manhood. Let me ask you something. Are we talking about idiots? Are we talking about Flo and the boneheads that he had? No. We're talking about people that actually know offensive line play and all that kind of stuff.